And this is Rob Linton. I'm here this afternoon with Barbara Pierce, Director of Communications and Special Events of the City of Rochester. Barbara, thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
It's my pleasure.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what we're seeing at the Jazz Festival this year with changes in protocol for safety and security. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know that I would say so much changes, but I think it's really important to just reinforce the things that the city does and that the Jazz Festival itself does to keep people safe when they come down to the city and to visit the Jazz Festival.
What are some of the things that we're seeing differently maybe this year than we have in years past?
Well, I can't speak for the Jazz Festival itself. I encourage you to talk to the organizers here, but I just came in today and I had my bag checked coming into the festival. So that's a new added bit of security that the Jazz Festival, Mark, and the team at the Jazz Festival has put together. In addition, from a city perspective, there have been, right now we're all dealing with this, and by the way, that we're dealing with it nationwide, the challenge with young people and vehicles, whether they're breaking in or they're stealing them. To be honest with you, a lot of that stuff happens overnight. But just the same, the RPD has increased patrols around the Jazz Festival. When you come down to the Jazz Festival, you always see them anyway. The presence is still there, just like you've seen in past years. But this year, we're increasing patrols around the Jazz Festival, around Center City of Rochester, increasing patrols and security in our parking garages and our parking lots, so people can rest assured that there are a lot of eyes out to make sure that people are safe when they come downtown.
Now, are you finding that these changes are taking place across the board with all of the festivals in our great city and all of the events that are happening as well, where we're kind of, again, watching a lot more eyes than we have in the past, such as, you know, we take a look at things like the different concerts that happen on Parcel 5, for example, things like that?
I'm going to say that every year we assess the landscape, and every year we create a security approach that is appropriate for the landscape that we're working in. So there's always security happening, but where we focus, where we dedicate extra resources, it may change year after year, but I will assure you that every year we commit the high level of resources to make sure people are safe.
What is it like for you working with the City of Rochester to see this Jazz Festival now in its 20th year happen in this great city?
This is what makes Rochester great. And by the way, if you look at the list of all of the events and festivals that we have going on, this may be the crown jewel, if not one of the top few crown jewels that we have in Rochester, but there are so many phenomenal things happening, and it draws people out. The smiles, everybody's smiling. The music is phenomenal. There's so much that this city has to offer. I want to encourage anyone who hasn't checked it out in a few years to come out and check it out.
And you're going to see Keb Moe tonight.
Yes, I am. I saw Pat Metheny last night. I'm going to see Keb Moe tonight. It was a great show the last time he came to Rochester, and I will be there again tonight.
Barbara, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody involved in keeping us safe at this festival.
All right. Thanks for having me.